This is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. Billy Branham is on a mandate from God with a special message. It was preached in Houston, Texas under a strong anointing. It is an old message with a fresh new insight on the authority of the believer and what it means to be seated together with Christ Jesus. So grab your Bible and enjoy today's message.
God has a plan for you. Hallelujah. Satan tries to stop you, his little henchmen. He has a plan for your children. Satan has tried to stop them. Satan tried to stop Hannah. She said, oh, no, you don't. They drive back and forth sometimes from Branson to the hour up to, rather than spend the night up at Springfield. Every time they're in the car, they're playing Kenneth E. Hagin tapes, the ABCs of faith and the authority of the believer. That's why it was in her. Oh, no, you don't, Satan. You're not going to rob me of this year. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Last night, the Lord told us there's a line. You come on across it. And there's a line, and we're telling the devil, you're not coming over here. Hallelujah. Let's go back to this prayer. Bless the Lord. Oh, you need to read. You need to sit before the truths in Ephesians 1 and 2. Read it over and three. Read it over and over and over and over until it becomes real in your spirit and you see yourself seated at the right hand of the Father. It does not do you one bit of good to beg and cry and plead. You know what the devil does when he sees you do that? I could just see pictures of him flipping over backwards, laughing. But if you'd come on up there at the right hand of God, you'd say, stop that in the name of Jesus. He'd skitter out of there because the Bible says resist the devil and he will flee from you. There's not one word in the Bible that we should ever be overcome by anything but that we should overcome him. Look at Ephesians, the sixth chapter. Just go to the sixth chapter. Say glory.
Glory.
Woo! Hallelujah. 6:10. Don't forget that this, whenever you're thinking about demons, you have to think about, and we haven't really gotten into it yet, but we're going back to the prayer. When you consider the last chapter, you have to consider where you're seated in the first chapter. So he says here in Ephesians 6:10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, the strategies. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Now, I have, by that done, that word done, I have a little reference in the center reference column that really is another Greek word. How many of you have it? What does it say that word is? Overcome. And having overcome all to stand. It is God's will that you overcome the enemy in every single case. Hallelujah. Now we're going back to the beginning of this book of Ephesians. Go back with me to the book of Ephesians. The whole book is about us and about our place in the Lord and about we're going to be a glorious church. Hallelujah. And devils are we're going to overcome them because of our high and exalted place. So in this book, with God's purposes for us, Paul prays a Holy Ghost anointed prayer. Look at it in verse 16. I cease not to, chapter 1, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayer, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, You are given authority at your new birth, but it requires an inner spiritual understanding, which is conferred through the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit. God will give you understanding of this through the power of the Holy Ghost. It's not the most intellectual Christians that will operate in this. It's not the ones who get it the best with their heads. It's the ones who get it with their hearts. And the Holy Ghost will give it to you. Woo! You want to have a Holy Ghost meeting? Have a meeting where the Holy Ghost gives you enlightenment of the power of God that raised Jesus from the dead and raised you. It's happening now. We're having a Holy Ghost meeting right now. He's enlightening your spirit. He's showing you that some situations you have in the office, some situations you have at school, some situations you have in your home are demons. And he's showing you how to handle it. Hallelujah. I'm praying, he said, verse 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your heart or your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. And that you may know, look at verse 19, what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe. This power that's to us is according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenlies, far above. Principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age — this is really the word age — not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he hath put all under his feet and gave him the head over all to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. He raised him up over all the power of the devil and put it all over his feet. He's the head. We're the body. The feet are in the body. Every power of the devil is under my feet. Now look at chapter 2. It's kind of a funny way it begins. And you could just put dot, dot, dot. Because the Greek doesn't have "hath he quickened." Where is the verb that controls "and you"? Where is it? It's back up there in verse 19 and 20. What is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his own right hand in the heavenly places? And you! He raised him and he raised you. And it's right there told us. But just in case we didn't see it, he put it in there again. Wherein, verse 2, you were dead in your trespasses and sins, verse 2, chapter 2, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, that's Satan and his demons, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. Do you see how much disobedience there is in this world? How many people are disobedient to the things of God? It's because the devil's working in them. Among whom also we all had our lifestyle or conversation in time past. Maybe you used to let him run you. Don't raise your hand. Among whom also we all had our lifestyle in times past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. And we were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved, and has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, in order that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace you are saved through faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I've known about authority of the believer. We used it in Russia. We've seen lots of things happen. But I don't know. Kind of went to sleep on it. And I'll tell you, something happened. He came in and started affecting our money. But I didn't know it yet. I didn't know that he'd done that. And in November, which was about a month before I found out, I had this book. Now, people mail me books. I got home the other day from a trip. There were 26 books people had mailed me to read. When I finished my book, The Blood and the Glory, I took that book to Brother Hagin. I said, Brother Hagin, here's this book I wrote. And he said, I'm not going to promise you that I read it. I thought, well, I did your books for 10 years.
Thank you for listening to today's radio broadcast. To receive this new CD series entitled Authority of the Believer and the newly released book Authority of the Believer by J.A. McMillan, please call our book and tape department at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or write us at Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. When ordering, please mention the call letters of this radio station. From all of us at Billy Brim Ministries, Shalom.